star one on your keypad. If you have questions for the coaches, we'll work those in as soon as we can. For now, welcome to the call of the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pat Scarry. Good morning, Coach Scarry.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A difficult road swing for you guys against two good teams. You guys in two close games, 83-78 loss down at Wilmington, and then quite a comeback on Saturday in Williamsburg. It come up a little short, 83-79. Just talk about the two games last week.
You know what they say, Rob, proud peacock today, feather duster tomorrow. So we just didn't quite Wilmington and William Mary are really good, great environments on the road. I thought we played hard. I don't think all of our kind of main guys played up to their ability, but certainly some other guys stepped up and, you know, just didn't do enough. But those teams are tough teams, and, you know, we got outplayed a little bit in those games.
We talked about often, and I don't know if it's a good thing, you guys have had the five comebacks from double-digit deficits this year, and you almost pulled it off again on Saturday in Williamsburg from even a bigger hole in the second half. Have you been able to put your finger on, I'm sure you'd like to stay out of those holes, but why you've been able to make those comebacks and what the difference has been?
You know, it's not something we're aspiring to. But we do have tough kids. They're a competitive group, and they really like each other. I think, you know, the challenge has been, you know, we haven't been as consistent as we would like to be. And, you know, even in this week, we're hoping we can get to obviously play a lot more basketball ahead of us. So it's just trying to get better at executing. We have stretches where we do it really well, and then I think we become a very difficult team to beat. And then there's stretches where we don't, and you know, it hurts us, but we still battle, and we're deep and tough, and you know, that allows us to hang in there. But we're trying to put the whole thing together at this point. We haven't quite been able to do it yet.
We're here with Towson head coach Pat Scarry. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue. If you'll get that for us, possible.
Your first question is from the line of John Tito with HoopsHD.com.
Hi, Coach. I don't think I've ever asked anybody this, but how do you have a player get shot and not have the team fall apart? Is it that they're all tough-minded, or did you have to do something special as a coach?
Well, yeah, there certainly wasn't anything that was in the manual, I can tell you that. You know, that's just a tough break. We're trying to play for John. He's meant so much to our program, not just his talent, but his everyday toughness. He's a great teammate. He's been sitting next to me on the bench in his stool and helping out as best he can, although I find myself, you know, periodically during game center, I wish he was out there. But there's nothing we can do about it. We're just thankful he's going to be healthy and continue his career. And, you know, when teams have injuries, this isn't the type of injury you draw up or think about, but it's, you know, the next guy's got to step up, and in the back of their mind, they got to make sure they understand that we're playing for John.
Pat, without John, William Adalamoto, 33 points in that game at UNCW, and then led you in scoring also at William and Mary. As a senior, without John being there, how much do you lean on him, and how much do you need him to be playing at his top level this weekend?
Yeah, he's playing hard. He's played hard all year. He's been a really good player for us. He's a great teammate. He's talented. You know, we try to go to him as much as we can, Rob. I mean, he's got all the proverbial tools in the toolbox. You know, he was great against Wilmington. And then the last 10 minutes, he got it going against William & Mary. You know, but the better he plays, clearly it helps elevate our team. He's a difficult matchup around the rim. He makes free throws. He's physical, and you know, he can score the ball. So he's our only senior. Everyone keeps telling me how old we are. He's our only senior at this point. So obviously, we're going to, you know, try to ride him as best we can.
We've talked in the last few weeks at how much your freshmen have come on, and one of the things that your team certainly has, probably more than any other, is depth. How much do you think that could be a factor in a positive way for you this weekend?
Yeah, you hope. Who knows? I mean, we got such a tough first round opponent. I'm pleased with the freshmen. I they're playing more than I thought. They're going to be really good. I know a lot of guys say that, but we've had guys make jumps, and these guys are wired the right way where they'll make big jumps. They've got some talent and certainly some toughness and athleticism. So, you know, they got good experience last weekend playing. There was a stretch that we had all three of them out there for a while against Wilmington. That was certainly not anything I would have envisioned earlier in the year, but sometimes that's the way seasons unfold, and, you know, they'll benefit from that experience.
What are the key success for you guys to be playing on Monday night? What does your team need to do well over those 3 days?
You know, we're just focusing in on execution and you know, how to get ready to play against a really good Northeastern team. They're well coached. They've got, to me, the most valuable guy in the league. You know, one thing would help if that guy that didn't show up for the game or we took him somewhere or something. That would really help. I don't know if I've ever seen a college guy get a triple-double in a game. Yeah, we got to rebound, and we got to take care of the ball. They got to play us all zone, and you know, they're a prolific 3-point shooting team. So really, the focus is on execution versus Northeastern. If we're fortunate enough to get by that, we'll worry about what's ahead of us. But with this group, we can never ever put the cart before the horse.
All right, Pat. Thanks for the time today and all season long, and look forward to seeing you later this week in Charleston.
Take care.
All right, see you too.